Church gives over $12,000 to help small business owners during pandemic. By Amy Furr on May 16, 2020. A church in Goodlettsville, Tennessee, is helping small businesses get back on their feet during the coronavirus pandemic. When Chic Artique store owner Jenna Rummel was forced to close her furniture and home decor shop stores due to the health crisis in March, she called the experience very humbling, according to the Tennessean. She also had to lay off two of her 14 employees, and even with online orders, her sales dropped about 75%. However, when the Goodlettsville church congregation heard how small businesses like Rummel's were hurting, they decided to do something to help. "We're trying to keep people employed rather than having to take care of them when they're unemployed," said Reverend Tim Stutler, who also leads a campus in Gallatin. The church launched the Small Business Blessing Initiative as a way to support business owners through the difficult circumstances. As part of the effort, Stutler encouraged members to do their Christmas shopping in May, pay for several hair appointments in advance, buy gift cards, and tip generously. "We believe it's a great way to help keep the economy stimulated and keep these businesses open. We love those folks who invested in our community, and we want to help them keep their people employed," the Reverend stated. Recently, Stutler approached his fellow church leaders, and they voted to split an entire week of the church's budgeted income, $12,500, among three small businesses in Goodlettsville and Gallatin. Thanks to the surprise $5,000 gift, Roma was able to pay the bill she had prayed over when she did not know where the money was going to come from. "I immediately remembered the prayer we had prayed and knew that it was an answer to the prayer, because it was enough to really make a difference," she recalled. Later, Stutler said he hoped other churches would follow in their footsteps and give back to those in need during the pandemic. "We could make a very significant impact," he concluded.